Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello. Thank you, Greg, and good actual afternoon. This is Scott Mills on Radio 1. 1. How are you today? Oh, you are here, Becky. Good. I've not actually seen you yet today. What's occurring?
Where have you been?
Where have you been? I've been down here all the time.
I've been upstairs working.
I've been meeting pop stars and stuff.
Who have you met?
Jared Leto.
Have you?
Yeah. Just walking by.
Just I was lurking like, hi. Around in the basement.
Yeah, he was here to do some stuff for Radio 1's chart show and a few other bits and pieces. And we touched elbows and everything. That's what you have to do. I went for the gent. You know how I'm really bad at meeting cool people?
Yeah.
I always just go, hello, and hand out, you know, give a normal handshake.
Yeah.
They never do that. So I thought it was going to be the fist. So I gave him the fist. That wasn't right. Touching elbows. That's what you do.
It might have been quite awkward by that stage, I would imagine.
Well, I went out to do the hand,
upstairs.
Then the fist, and then he was like, no, man, we do elbows now. I was like, okay, good. So then we touched elbows and he went. Pretty cool, though, for an afternoon's work.
Yeah.
Anyway, I hope you're right this afternoon. Getting loads of people on Twitter going, I'm so jealous, I'm actually angry with you for meeting Jared Leto. I'm sorry, he was just walking by.
Is his hair like really on the website at the moment? Is there's a picture of him with Grimmy because he was on last night,
yeah,
and his hair is so blonde. Is it still blonde today? Or
it's uber blonde, like
you need sunglasses to look at it,
but it's quite short now. Like at the big weekend, he had that massive mohawk going on. It's quite short now, and that's your Jared Leto hair update. Let's do the show.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Just a couple of your texts coming in. Matt in West Byfleet's been on saying, hi Becky, hi Scott. I had a shaven one for lunch today. It was tasty, but lemon juice, man. That's all wrong. I told you, don't have a shave kebab before midnight. Midnight till 6 a.m, that's the window for a shaved one. Otherwise, that's just not right. You can't have it for lunch. This is my original thing. The other day I saw somebody, a lady, on London's busy Oxford Street, having a one where they have to shave it off the meat.
I love how stressed this makes you. Since we had this conversation, I've been trying every lunchtime to find somewhere near here that does these kebabs, and there isn't anywhere.
So. Oh, there's loads around my way.
Is there? I'm not going to go all the way to yours just to have a kebab at lunchtime at work, am I?
Still wrong. Adam in Huddersfield, and also James in Sheffield, saying that they've been touching elbows with their mates for over a year now. They feel that they started this trend, and now Jared and me are taking it international. Like, yeah, right. If you think you started it, then I'll let you have that. Touch elbows.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm going to speak to Ollie now. Ollie, turn your radio off, otherwise it's going to make a horrible noise. I've got to tell him because I only just spoke to him, and he's agreed to say hi before his battery dies. Ollie. Hi, tell me what happened to you today.
Well, I met Jean off of EastEnders.
Right.
I met Jean off of EastEnders because she was at my place of work and talked, I asked her about her sausage surprise.
What did she say?
She said she loves making sausage surprise. She's a fan of sausages.
Why was Jean at your work today?
Because I think they were doing some sort of secret filming there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to say where you work?
I don't know, actually. No, I don't think I am.
Oh, okay. That sounds secretive. I like it.
I think he's a spy.
Are you a spy?
What, one of the Russian ones?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
I wish. It would be a fun job.
Did you find out the ingredients for the sausage surprise?
She didn't tell me.
Oh, you idiot. You should have found out. It's like the Colonel's secret recipe.
She's not allowed to say.
Sausage surprise!
Some spy you'd be, wouldn't you?
Huh?
You'd be a rubbish spy.
Well, I'd sort of worm my way in and then get out of it.
I'm interested to know
what. She'd like that.
I'm interested to know what kind of workplace would have Jean from EastEnders visiting so you can ask her about her sausage surprise.
Quite okay. A fun workplace.
Was it fun today, was it?
Yeah, well, because of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you just work at EastEnders?
No.
Oh.
But somewhere nearby EastEnders.
Scott, I saw you at work the other week.
What? Where do you work?
I think it's an amazing nightclub, only going to by Jean and Scott.
I'm trying to think where you would might work, where me and Jean off of Sausage Surprise would both be. Is it the Pound Shop in Boreham Wood?
No. Oh. There's no Pound Shop in Boreham Wood.
I think you'll find there are, and some really unpleasant boutiques.
down there.
You do?
I know there's a Greggs.
Yeah, there is a Greggs. They've got bowling and everything now, and cinema and all sorts.
And they've got a Nando's.
They have, yeah. Anyway, enough about Borehamwood High Street. Love you, bye.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Now, yesterday we told you that Neo would be on the show today after 4:30, and we said that he would do a song made up of your suggestions, so you could send in stuff and Neo would incorporate it into the song, because he is a master songwriter. So that was the plan, but obviously what happened was Neo woke up this morning and thought, I ain't doing no song today. Or maybe it was his management that decided he didn't want to do a song just before the interview. I'm actually quite annoyed about this, because a lot of people had agreed this beforehand, and then at the last minute it's like, well, it's not happening, and which everyone, actually isn't good enough.
And everyone texted in yesterday saying all the lyrics that we should put in the song. Are you actually getting angry?
It's a bit annoying, because...
You did a fist then.
Well, loads of people have sent in suggestions, and it's a bit out of order, but I don't know whether that's anything to do with Neo or not, but whatever, it's not happening today, so I'm really sorry if you're a fan of Neo. We wanted him to do a song for Lloyd as well, our football expert. So what we've done is we've just gone and got someone else. In fact, we've got two people to do it.
And they're better. Are they?
Well, they're very cool people.
Good.
And they're going to be on after 4:30. So we have still got a song for Lloyd. Two, in fact. And sorry to Neo fans. There you are.
Radio 1
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, as we mentioned the other day, we are going back to the Edinburgh Festival in August after the, some would say, surprise success of Scott Mills the Musical. Surprise to them, we always knew it was going to be good. We were always confident. We're doing something different at the festival this year. Now we've got to pull off our own one-man shows. Oh, God. We've got 6 weeks. Been asking your suggestions on email, and the PR4L has some of them for us now.
People always say, when you're on stage, imagine your audience naked to settle your nerves. Well, to kill 5 minutes, ask them to strip to their undies to put you at ease. Crowd participation and time used up. I'll send more tomorrow when I'm not working. Good luck. Paul, Bexley Heath.
Thank you. Any suggestions you've got for our one-man shows? It's not going to be stand-up. We've just got to do a one-man show, each of us. Me, Becky, and the one that doesn't speak. Email is the way forward. Send them to me on that. Any suggestions would be great at this stage. We ain't got a clue.
Half an hour of Hillbilly Kylie. You could even introduce some sort of audience participation. You never know. You may even tempt the little woman into joining you on stage for a duet of Especially For You. Paul Collins, Whedon, Northampton.
A whole... show of Hillbilly Kylie.
Did he call Kylie a little woman?
Isn't you can that go back they... to your little town, you little woman with your head
you
held high.
You can't call Kylie a little woman.
You can't really call Susan Boyle a little woman, but Amanda Holden did. Next.
I think I'm going to have the one with the pants. Can I bag see that one?
All right.
I don't care what you do. I need tickets for this. Whatever you do will be amazing. How do I get some?
Well, you say that. That information will be on in due course. We don't know yet.
I think Bexo should do a showcase of prank calls. She's already had help from Jonah Hill. She's got weeks to perfect it. Love you, Jeff, in Perth.
Fancy doing some live prank calls?
Yeah. Do you think that'll work on stage?
No.
Why not?
Well, I guess you just put your mobile on speaker, do you? And go for it.
Yeah. Yeah, that could work. Although, if I'm phoning abroad, that'll...
Here's a good one from Tom in Kent. How about, I like this, doing a slideshow about your last holiday? They always seem to last about 30 minutes, so it should be easy. I'll do that. I'll just show you some pics of me in Croatia.
Are you still using slides then?
No, but I can bring them back. Next.
Do a cooking show. Perfect pancake making lesson. Flip it, twist it, burn it, stick it to the ceiling. Eat it. Jez X.
See, any ideas, we're up for it.
That is good.
scott.mills@bbc.co.uk Edinburgh one-man show suggestions, please. Is that better than David Mitchell's idea of throwing pate at the audience while they're blindfolded, though? I don't know.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Becky has fallen in love with a new place.
Oh, duh.
Milton Keynes.
Do you know what? I love it.
I know. I was seeing your Twitter updates last night. I know you were going to spend the evening with your boyfriend in MK last night.
Yeah. He takes me to all the best places.
What gives?
Well, I went there because he was working and I thought I'd go and stay in the hotel. And I've never been so excited in my life. It is an amazing place. I've never been there before. Have you been there?
I've been there a load of times,
and do you love it?
Yeah, because...
it's like going on holiday.
Yes, it's like... it's kind of a bit like being in America.
Yes, it's exactly why I loved it.
If you've not been to Milton Keynes before, describe.
Basically, it's a grid. Mm. I found out it was only invented like 40 years ago.
Yeah.
That's what I love most about it. It's really new. And it's basically built on a grid. There's loads of roundabouts and you get... the roads are like H something or
yes.
V something, someone explained to me. So last night I was in like H6V4 or something.
Yeah.
And then I found somewhere like an amusement place on like E4.
Yeah.
I was like, this is brilliant. It's like...
and you drive around the roundabouts and you'll find yourself like, oh, I might pop into service area B now.
Yes! It's so good.
It is.
I've never been so excited. So I came back to work today like I've been on holiday.
Without the palm trees... if they were there, you could be forgiven for thinking that you are in America, somewhere like Los Angeles, but in fact, you are in Milton Keynes.
Yeah.
I'm glad you love it. See, Matt from Milton Keynes. I'm from NK. It rocks. Francis, working at the Open University. MK, it's the place to be. Definitely.
I can't believe they haven't invented more places like that.
Are you going back?
Well, I've got no reason to, but I might go back just for fun.
Judging by your Twitter last night, it felt to me like you were considering living there.
Yeah, we were. My boyfriend was like, oh, I could live here. Yeah, this would be brilliant. I was like, I think I might have to get a car.
Something about a bit feel-good about it, isn't
there? Yeah, really good.
Huh. A lot of people agree on the text. OK, we've got some Lloyd football knowledge coming up. Scott Mills. Hello, Lloyd.
Hello.
So Spain won yesterday, didn't they?
They did. They beat Germany in the semi-finals.
The octopus was right again.
Yeah, cool.
But we're talking about more important things than football today, Lloyd.
Go on.
You've been asking us to get a song for you from the Bee Gees for ages.
For 4 weeks, yeah.
4 whole weeks.
Yep.
And we still haven't got it.
Oh, what?
But? We have got you not one, but 2 songs by actual pop stars.
Really?
Yeah. Do you want to hear?
Yes, please.
You know Eliza Doolittle? She's got that song that goes, "Pack up your troubles and your old kit." That one.
Yeah.
Well, bumped into Eliza earlier. She might have done you a song.
Really?
Yeah. Do you want to hear it?
Yes, please.
Listen for the amazing vocal, the one that isn't Eliza.
His name's Lloyd. He's 14. He likes football, girls and penguins. But the chicks just aren't very keen. 'Cause no one likes a fella with the vuvuzela. Lloyd teaches Scott about free kicks, corners and shots. Without him, Scott would know a lot. Never a whinger, he's a ginger ninja.
World Cup South Africa 2010, we got through it only thanks to Lloyd.
He's so groovy, he's born in Shrewsbury. His football tips we all enjoy.
World Cup South Africa 2010, we got through it only thanks to Lloyd.
He's no wuss, he doesn't like couscous, and he's better than Paul the Octopus. Yeah.
Wow.
You like that?
Yeah. Who was that other person?
Hmm?
Who do you think it was, Lloyd?
I think it was Scott.
Yes.
It sounds more like a parrot than a...
I think you ruined it.
The only reason I did that is because Eliza said, Scott, would you take the control on like the main bit of the chorus? And I was like, Eliza, I'll do that for you. Yeah, of course I will. You know, it'd be rude not to. So I stepped in and that's what it sounded like. Walk up forever! But
you sounded like a Muppet.
Thanks. Also, I've managed to get you another message.
Okay.
And another little song.
Okay, who's that by?
30 Seconds to Mars.
Wow.
Actual Jared Leto said your name and stuff. Do you want to hear it?
Yes, please.
A warning to Lloyd.
There you go.
The footballer boy, Lloyd. Hello.
That's actual 30 Seconds to Mars.
Hello.
And here's what Jared said to you.
You're a great teacher and, from what I hear, a great footballer. I know nothing about football, so maybe one day you can teach us too. I'm completely ignorant. I'm an ignoramus when it comes to football. We call it soccer. That's how dumb I am.
There we are. Better than the Bee Gees?
I think so, a little bit.
Because, hello, it's Jared Leto.
Yeah, but they're the Bee Gees.
Okay, well, I'll still work on the Bee Gees. I've got till tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
I'll let you know.
Can I just say thank you to Eliza Doolittle and 30 Seconds to Mars?
Yeah, and we'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Podcast. Dear Scott, time. Time for the stuff you've been saying this week. Thank you for all your emails and your texts and your tweets. The Posh Radio 4 lady's about to read them out.
Scott, no way. Kebabs are great all day. I don't drink, but it's still a required part of any night out. And some nights in. Or lunchtimes. Smiley.
No.
Banning kebabs at certain times would have to include cheesy chips and dirty burgers from Vans, surely. That would be a national disaster. Love ya. Monty, Smiley, off of Oxford. P.S. Shaved kebabs are the way forward.
Really not. Only after a certain time of night. I stick by this. And also, apart from at a festival, who goes to a burger van in the day?
People who work on industrial estates.
Do they?
Well, I don't know. That's where I see them during the day. I would. If I had a burger van outside work, of course you'd go to it.
Hmm. Okay, yeah, burgers are fine then. Shaved kebabs should only be midnight-ish.
Cheesy chips?
Mm.
That's got to be allowed in the pub.
Yeah, that's allowed
work.
In the pub. Yes, we often do that. That's fine. Next.
Good day. Hello. I have a business proposal for you. Please write me for details. Vincent Cheng.
How did that get through? Who's Vincent Cheng?
I don't know. You do want me to write him back for you?
I feel that a lot of people may have got that same email. If you've been in touch with Vincent, maybe you could let me know what you said back to him or what he wants.
Someone else emailed you the other day saying that you'd got $100 million and they just wanted to know the address to send the money, so I put your address. Hope you didn't mind.
Oh, brilliant. Seriously, how do these get through the net on Dear Scott? She shouldn't be reading these out.
Well,
she's reading out my spam.
You don't know what Vincent's got in store for you.
I think I probably do. Next.
Dear Scott, it's not so bad being called a Nigel. When you go abroad, you get more attention as it's such a British name. Also, it's quite an individual name. BTW, my parent named me after Nigel Mansell, who had just won the Formula One title before I was born. Nigel, at school working. Sad smiley.
Oh, hi, Nigel.
Do you remember ages ago when we were also talking about people called Nigel? Do you remember that TV programme about the three or four Nigels that were all fighting for N1GEL?
On their number plate.
And there was one Nigel who had got N2GEL and he was like upset because he hadn't got N1GEL. And then N1 used to write to N2 going, ha, I've got it.
I've got it, you haven't.
Sell it.
Yeah.
That was my favourite.
Yeah. Though Nigel, the name is fine. Just when you're a baby, that's when it's a problem.
It's not even a problem then, it's just we were saying there are certain names that are more baby names and certain names that are more adult names.
Nigel ain't one of them. It's just not a baby name, is it? After a certain age, Nigel away. Next.
Moving out of student accommodation tomorrow, took Arpat's poster down and pulled the paint off the wall, tried to patch it up with a tester pot of paint, went a bit wrong, now having to paint the whole living room. Please play The Club Is Alive by JLS to pass the time. From Gertrude and Jemima. Not real names, don't want landlord to find out. Thanks, XX.
I'm going to have the same problem when I move out of my rented accommodation in a couple of weeks.
What, all those things you put out with Blue Tack?
Not so much the posters. Can you imagine if it was the other house where we did Scott Cam?
Oh, yeah, we stuck loads of stuff on your walls.
Yeah, there was... I should have got you or someone to pay for that, actually, because there's so many Blue Tack...
Oh, I didn't do the sticking.
Well, who put the Zac Efron poster up?
Not me.
Anyway, the loo seat's broken in my house.
Why?
Just come off. Don't
Why?
Know how to put it back on. And I reckon they're going to charge me for that, because any chance they get to charge you, they do.
Yeah, they do. I always think if you ever move out of a rented flat, don't ever bother cleaning it before you go. Just pay the... You know when your landlord says to you, oh, we'll have to get the cleaners in, and it's like 60 quid or whatever.
Yeah.
Just pay the 60 quid and spend that day just going, way in your flat and leaving a big party, because you have to pay for it anyway. So as far as I'm concerned, there's no point tidying it and then getting cleaning it yourself, only to be billed by proper cleaners. Might as well just pay for proper cleaners and have a party.
Any excuse to bill you, and they will.
They do, don't they?
Uh-huh. I've had loads of experience with this, I don't mind saying it, because I've rented loads of flats and they never give you your money back, hardly ever.
No. There is a special thing now which you register your deposit, so you're meant to get your deposit back. But when it comes to, like, cleaning, always bill you for that.
Loads of times I've not got my deposit back because it'll be like, ooh, you scuffed a wall. Get lost.
They can't do that anymore.
Can they not?
No, they can't do that anymore. There's, like, special schemes which your landlord has to put the deposit in, so he can't just go, I'm taking your money.
Sorry, everyone, they want a bit watchdog there.
We did. Can I be Anne Robinson?
Who am I?
Matt Allwright.
I'm Matt Allwright. Okay, that's good.
Also, they say that, you know, on the back of tester pots where it says, do not use for touch-ups?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's just because they want you to buy a massive can of it. It doesn't work, ever, does it? How many times have you bought a tester pot to touch up your
wall? It never works.
It's always completely different shade, and then you've got to go and buy another big tin as well.
Anyway,
I should listen to the advice.
I'm blatantly being charged for the broken Lucy. Don't ask, it just fell off. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, and the one who doesn't speak. You know University Challenge? I usually fail at answering those questions, but I watch it anyway, because if I get it right, I automatically feel immensely clever.
Yeah, that's true. It's very rare that I get any of them right, but you do feel kind of smug when you do.
Last night, one question was a long-winded way of saying, what does the phrase Bafana Bafana mean? Because of your amazing show and the equally amazing Lloyd, I wowed my parents with my superior knowledge when I shouted, the boys, the boys,
yes,
and got it right, even though the students got it wrong. I didn't tell them I got it from the Scott Mills show, though. I like to keep the mystery. Lots of love, Becky, Milton Keynes.
You see? Oh, another Becky from Milton Keynes. You see, some people say that Lloyd's knowledge doesn't help them. I think you'll find it does. It helps you to answer questions on University Challenge. Because when they say, what does Bafana Bafana mean? You know, the boys, the boys. And that's because a 14-year-old taught you it. Anything else you want to know or want to tell us, get an email sent to me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk for Dear Scott.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, it's a bit late, you know me. And it's time for Oh.
Oh, what's occurring?
Arlie!
Hi!
Hiya!
Hi!
Looking forward to the weekend?
Yes, I've got it off work.
Have you?
Yes, very happy.
Are you one of those estate agents that works all hours, including some Saturdays?
Yeah, every Saturday, really.
Oh, really?
And all through the week.
Well, most people work through the week, love.
Yeah, but I'm Saturday.
You have to do late night viewings and stuff, don't you?
Do you?
I know, because I was an estate agent.
You've done everything.
I know.
Wow. Sold any houses today?
No, I haven't really done much today. But do you know what, Scott? Have you seen, you know Sue Sylvester off of Glee?
Yes.
Have you seen her waxwork?
Her waxwork?
What? Yeah,
I
where is
naked,
this?
No.
Where is it?
It's going in Madame Tussauds.
Sue Sylvester's got a waxwork already?
Yep. But I don't know, I can't work out if the picture is of her or the waxwork, but she's definitely getting one.
Well, if you can't work it out, then it's got to be a good waxwork.
Yeah, wow.
Unless it is her. And we're looking that up, that's incredible.
I know.
Going in the one in London?
Yeah, see, I'm on the gossip.
You know it, don't you?
I do. That's what I've been doing today.
That's what you've been doing, just searching entertainment websites all day.
It's in Heat magazine.
I assume the picture is of actual Sue Sylvester, because it doesn't... Yeah, I think it's then, like, the one of her in her tracksuit.
But she is getting one, right?
I think so, well, unless it's a rumour.
Is Heat World one of the few internet sites that you can still access at your work?
Yeah.
Because you can't listen to us anymore, can you?
It won't be for much longer, they'll take it away from me.
So you can't listen to Radio 1, you can't go on Facebook, and you can't do internet shopping?
Nope.
But Heat is still available at the moment.
Not much longer though.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Yeah.
Okay, let's play today's Oh, What's Occurring? It's the last one of the week. I hope you stay on.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Professor Green?
Him off of Haircuts.
Yesterday, yes. Him off of Just Be Good to Green and
It's Not That Easy Being Green, his yep. new one.
And I Need You Tonight, and The Green, Green Grass of Home.
Yes.
I Had a Green. Mm. No, that doesn't work.
What do you think Professor Green does when he's on the toilet? Apart from the obvious.
Read the newspaper.
It's a question I know you've been asking yourself for a while.
I think he's texting Pixie Lott.
Well, I gave Professor Green 30 seconds to name as many things you can do on the toilet.
Oh, my God.
What?
That's such a weird question to ask him.
It's like, what's occurring? It's never normal. I gave Professor Green 30 seconds to name as many things you can do on the loo without, obviously, that. What do you think? How many could he name, Charlie?
12. No, 13.
Multitasking.
12.
Becky.
I wish we were in that game show now where I'd have to get her to name them, so she'd have to name 12 things. I'm going to say...
not in that game.
6. I don't think there's that many things you can do, is there? Cross-stitch?
Let's find out.
Oh!
Here is Pro Green with all the things you can do on a toilet apart from the obvious.
You could read a magazine, you could call a friend, you could call a girlfriend, you could write a text message to someone, you could read text messages you've received, you could listen to voicemails, you could pluck up the courage to phone that girl that you've really been waiting to speak to, you could call your nan, make sure she's doing all right. You couldn't do handstands, that would be pretty awkward. No acrobatics, actually, it's not the place for that. Brush your teeth, I suppose. Have a shave. I'm pretty stuck. I think that's about all you could do.
I've never attempted a shave.
Do you know some people that eat on the toilet?
No, they
don't.
It's
so weird.
Who does that?
Yes, some people eat and drink on the toilet.
Oh.
It's wrong, isn't it? Oh. And my friends said it's fine going in. Oh, no, it was just wrong.
Horrible.
Not friends with them anymore.
Good. Disown them.
You know, I said he'd be texting Pixie Lott.
Mm.
He said in there, send text.
Send text to the girl you
I
like.
Would advise, if you're looking for dating advice, not to phone the girl you're interested in while sitting on the loo, because you can always tell.
You can always tell.
You can always tell.
Yeah. Because they always will say, are you on the loo? Always.
Yeah.
That was 10.
It was 10, well counted, which means you're closer, doesn't it? So you get the point.
Yay!
Yeah.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Next one. Has anybody seen Escape to the Country, Charlie? Ever seen that?
Not recently, but I have seen it.
Yeah.
Is that the one where they get the different houses on the laptop to save the travel costs of sending them to all the different places until they've decided which one they like?
Yeah. Let's have a look at this house in Bulgaria. Oh, you haven't actually sent me there. Brilliant.
I've always thought of wanting to go on those programmes just to get a free holiday, especially the Move to Australia one. I really want to move to Australia, make up random reason why I want to go there, go all the way to Australia, look at a few properties. Nothing wrong with that. Oh, actually, no, I've changed my mind. I think I might stay in England.
The Australian one, I've not seen many, but they all change their mind and go, oh, actually, I'll stay here.
Yeah.
They just wanted a free holiday.
They did.
Yeah. So, there was an Escape to the Country episode the other day, and a lovely couple on there who found some really, really pretty houses. It's a simple question. How many times did they say the word pretty, Becky?
22.
And Charlie?
18.
18? Let's find out.
Oh!
Here is the couple on Escape to the Country looking at some real nice, pretty homes.
First impressions?
It's very pretty, isn't it?
It is very pretty.
Pretty, isn't it? Lovely,
yeah,
pretty.
It's lovely entrance.
Lovely.
Oh, my goodness, it is very, very pretty.
It's that sort of country kitchen.
It's a very pretty kitchen. Right. Oh, what a pretty bedroom.
It is pretty, isn't it?
Master bedroom?
This is the master bedroom.
Yeah. Oh, pretty. Oh, this is pretty.
It is.
Oh, what a lovely room.
I don't quite know what your sort of taste in sort of living room sort of spaces is.
Well, it is very pretty.
Oh, it's a nice shaped room.
Oh, no, this is a very pretty, nice square room.
Oh, my goodness.
The grown-ups definitely decorated this room.
Oh, yes, they did. This is very pretty. Yes, it's very, very pretty.
It's got wonderful elevations.
Yes, it's pretty. It's a pretty house.
It's great, isn't it? Do you like the hallway?
Very, very pretty entrance hall. It's a pretty house. Oh, again, what a pretty room.
And
it's
lovely
a
shape.
Very pretty room. And also, you've got a very pretty view from here.
22 pretties. Wow. Becky?
Wow.
Can you give yourself a little clap for that?
Congratulations. Very pretty, that was.
Oh, what's a kitty?
There's some horrible text coming in now. Let's not read.
Have you seen the one from Ben about if you... Oh, I'm going to have to say because it's
don't,
so wrong.
No, don't, please. It'll just encourage them.
If you face the wrong way on the loo, you can use the cistern as a table. That is just gross. Don't do it.
Thanks, Ben.
Sorry if you're having your tea on the loo at the moment.
Question. Has anyone ever confused you with a celebrity, Charlie?
Oh, no. That'd be nice.
But no one said, oh, you look a bit like so-and-so.
No, not recently.
Oh. If someone called you up and said, and we've got, let's say, Madonna on the phone, would you play along and go, hi, yes, Madonna speaking?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Definitely.
Would you?
I don't think so. I'd be too scared.
You wouldn't go along with it?
No.
Well, here's what happened. I called 5 people at random earlier on and tried to interview them as if they were a celebrity. My question, how many of those 5 people would play along and pretend to be that celebrity? Charlie.
Are they just normal people?
Yeah.
Like off the street?
Oh, well, yeah. I just called them up from our Radio 1 text.
3.
3 would pretend to be that celebrity out of 5, yes?
I definitely would.
Charlie says 3. Becky says...
2.
Oh!
Let's find out.
Oh!
Here's me calling up some normos and pretending that they're celebrities. But how many would play along?
Hello?
Hello, we got cut off there, didn't we?
Hello, sorry?
Let's go for it now, shall we?
I think you've got the wrong number, mate. I've not had a phone call. I've not been on the phone for over an hour.
And on the phone now, live on Radio 1, it's Will.i.am. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Yeah, not bad. I'm lost.
So tell us about the new single, Will.
I'm not Will.
Are you... sorry, is this Apple the app?
No.
Fergie?
I think you've got the wrong number.
I'm speaking to one of the Black Eyed Peas now on Radio 1.
No, I think you've got the wrong number, sorry.
Oh.
Hello?
I'm sorry, we got cut off there, but are you ready to do it now?
Sorry, who is this?
And Beyonce's live on the phone on Radio 1. Hi, Beyonce.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hello, this is not Beyonce.
Very funny.
Sorry.
I know you were in the UK recently with Jay-Z. How was that? Oh, play along.
Hello.
And Bruce Forsyth is on the line. Hello, Bruce.
Hello.
How's it going, Bruce?
Who is this?
Nice to see you. To see you.
Nice. Scott.
Oh.
Hello.
Hi, sorry we got cut off there. Are you ready now?
For what?
It's Radio 1, and live on the phone, it's John and Edward. Hi, John and Edward.
Huh?
Who am I speaking to, John or Edward?
Neither.
You pranksters. Which one are you?
What?
Tell us about your new single, All the Small Things.
What?
The new track that you've done.
I haven't done a new track. Hey,
have you given up music after all this time?
What?
Hello, Kylie Minogue.
No.
Are you all right? Have you got a cold?
Yeah.
How was Ibiza?
This is Claire.
Hello.
Hello.
And how's Danny?
Yeah, top notch.
Is she doing well with the baby?
Oh, yeah.
What have they called the baby?
Matt.
So it's Matt Minogue, is it?
Yeah, Matt Minogue.
That's a great name.
It's a quality name.
All right, well, Kylie, thanks for joining us today on Radio 1.
Scott Wales, you're a legend.
Matt Minogue. So, Becky said 2, Charlie said 3. One person played along. Oh,
no.
Nice one. That's it.
No.
That's it. It's over.
It can't be.
Look, I'm telling you, it's over. Okay?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
It's not you. Okay?
Okay.
I know in time you'll move on and you will feel like this about someone else again.
I hope so.
Probably another DJ on another radio station.
Yeah.
No, never.
It's never.
Never.
It's been lush having you on, Charlie.
Okay, can I just say something?
Oh, God, what?
My boyfriend plays in the Tamworth Phoenix, their American football, and he's hurt himself recently, and I have to say well done to them because they're 7-0 so far.
Yes, okay. Well done. Love
bye.
You, bye.
Bye.
Good to have you on.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcasts.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Scott, it's James from Derby.
What are you saying, James?
Just been to see Shrek 4 and you are so Rumpelstiltskin. Yeah, in fact, you ruined the film just because I kept thinking of you.
So, you've just seen Shrek 4?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, 3, is it? 3?
Is it 3 or 4?
4. I can't remember the original title, but it's 4.
Well, I missed 3.
Good that we're on the cutting edge and pulse of films again, as we always are.
Yeah.
And which one am I? I'm just looking up this on Google Images.
Rumpelstiltskin.
Yes, you are.
Why am
Sorry,
I?
Yes, you are.
Why am I?
I don't even need to have seen it, but you are. OMG, let me try and find a picture. Yes, you are. You look almost exactly the same.
Exactly. And he's evil.
Is it that one?
Yeah.
No, isn't it?
Do you see it?
In...
Yes, yeah, you do see bit. It.
He looks a bit more scary than me.
No, not really. You go and see it.
I can. I've got a picture right here.
Oh, cool.
Oh, you've ruined it for everyone now. He's going to go and see Shrek 4.
Well, it ruined it for me. I just kept thinking, oh, no, it's him.
All right. Well, sorry I enjoyed your... sorry, I spoiled your enjoyment of the film.
All right. Have
Love
a good
you. High
Love
five.
You.
High five. High five.
Bye.
High five.
Oh,
okay,
how
I'll
rude.
Just high five myself then.
Radio 1. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
And now, dear Scott, what have you been saying this week? Well, here's the posh Radio 4 lady to read them out.
Dear Scott, Lollipop, Katy Perry. It's really catchy and I love it. I'm also doing work experience right now. To be honest, I think I like work more than school. Well, maybe it's just this job, but it's really cool. I'm an IT technician person thingy. Love you, Scott. You complete me, babes. Smiley. From Nick Crompton, off of Bradford.
Thanks, babes. We're making a lot of music on this show at the moment, aren't we? We're like a hit factory. That's what we are. This is the Katy Perry Lollipop Lady song that the one that didn't speak crafted. It's got everything. Accordions, a beat, and Katy Perry.
Put my hands up. Put my hands up. Put my hands up. And say...
An auto-tune.
Hold up.
Yeah!
Lollipop lady.
Yeah!
Lollipop girl.
Yeah!
Lollipop lady.
I wanted to be one of those girls.
Put my hands up. Put my hands up. Put my hands up. And say...
That's how it goes. It's Lollipop Lady by Katy Perry. Glad you enjoy it. Thank you. Next.
Hi, Scott. Smiley. I'm doing my work experience at the Mo, and you'll never guess what I got asked to do today. Shredding.
Yes.
I loved it, and it made me think of your show when I was doing it. I liked it best when I shredded magazine pages. It was amazing.
They're better.
Love you. From Caroline, XX.
Loads of people on work experience at the moment. What did you do as your work experience?
I went to a local radio station and did news. Oh. Oh, when I was on my work experience, the first day that I went there, like I did a week and it was spread out across all the different departments and I had to go to the sales team, which was like really dull and boring. And in that sales team was actual Jeremy Kyle, who at the time was a salesman.
Was
this
in Bournemouth?
Radio station. No, this is in Taunton.
Because Jeremy Kyle, at a radio station that I worked at when I was 17... also worked in sales there.
Yeah, and I went up there and I said, hello, I'm Becky, I'm meant to be with you today. And he went, do you want to work in sales? And I said, no. He said, what do you want to do? I was like, I want to do news. And he was like, right, I'm going to get rid of you. And he took me downstairs and dumped me in the newsroom. And I was like, amazing. And I didn't have to go and do any other departments the whole rest of the week.
That's Jezza.
So he does sort people's problems out.
Yeah.
Fact.
Yeah. Before he was an esteemed agony uncle and told people to get off his stage... He was actually
his
all
right. His name's above the door.
His name is above the door. Yeah. Dead right, love. But yeah, he used to...
Sell
adverts on radio stations. I did my work experience at a newspaper.
Did you?
Southern Evening Echo.
What did you write about?
Didn't. Just had to make tea and stuff.
That's the best way.
It was quite good, actually.
If anyone's on a work experience at the moment, the one thing I learnt is that on the photocopier, there's a button that does stapling for you. So if you're doing documents of, like, 250 pages, just ask someone which one the stapling button is and press that rather than photocopy everything 250 times and then sit there and staple it all yourself, which
I wouldn't know that kind of thing. And also, you're right, shredding magazine pages is even better than normal paper. Thanks for that. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, and the PR4L. I was wondering if any of you could offer me some advice. Last night, the lady downstairs began having a nice time with a gentleman at 2:30 a.m. This lasted for well over 2 hours.
2 hours? How can that be?
I had to be up at 6:30 to go to the gym, but then couldn't get back to sleep as every time I tried to drop off, I heard more and more of what I didn't want to hear. At what point should I intervene in the future? And how do I go about it? As I'd have to figure out which flat she's in, a bit like that one with Joey and friends trying to find the hot girl. Cheers, babes. Joe, off of Guernsey.
Don't know what you can do about that, babes.
Put a note under the door.
Saying, don't do that again.
Stop doing a DIY in the middle of the night.
Yeah, that's a good plan. Note under the door always seems to work, I find. Not! Just talking about my neighbours.
You're moving from there, though, aren't you?
Yes, I am. And couldn't be happier. Next.
Hi, Scott. Stop talking about kebabs, because you're making me really want one.
Kebabs.
I probably haven't had one for 2 to 3 years, but now they're all I can think about. Liam.
Liam, you know the rules. No shaved kebabs before midnight.
I say just go for it.
No, no shave.
Because the more he resists, the more he's going to want one.
No, the others are fine. One where they have to shave the meat off, that's not allowed. There's a midnight till 6 a.m. window and you know that. Next.
Dear Scott, I have an idea for your Edinburgh Festival thingy. Waiting for Godot is an amazing, absurdist play from the 1950s. You've probably heard of it. In the play, the two characters, Vladimir and Estragon, simply wait for Godot, who never comes.
Was this a TV show in the 90s in a nurse in an old people's home? Based on this?
No. No, I don't think it was.
But that was called Waiting for God, and this is Waiting for Godot, so is it the same?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
They just wait on this one.
And nothing happened. That's rubbish.
Not much happens.
The play is extremely amusing and was groundbreaking when it was written. It explores the concept that we are all waiting. But what for?
What for indeed? This could be good.
I propose that you play Estragon and Becky plays Vladimir. Oh, and there's another character in the play named Potso. He's a bit of an annoying character and would suit the one that doesn't speak down to the ground. He only appears every now and again and hardly says anything. He also has a dog named Lucky who rips his hand to pieces. Anyway, if you would like me to write a script for the first act, don't hesitate to ask. You complete me. Love you. Chris Clegg, off of Swinton in South Yorkshire.
Chris, you absolute idiot. You've now spoiled the plot. That's a plot spoiler right there for Waiting for Godot. You've said that Lucky rips his hand to shreds.
Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast.
podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.